apartment door buzzers. They can unlock doors from far away, really far away in some buildings. But how do they work? Scientists have no idea. So I'm going to try and find out. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm Leslie Price. And after 3 days, I really think I'm starting to get the hang of this whole self-isolation thing. Stay with us. How many of us press a buzzer like this every day? Whether it's to let a delivery guy up or to greet a loved one, the apartment door buzzer brings joy into our buildings and our lives. But upon closer look, this seemingly simple piece of technology appears to bring with it more questions than answers. Like, does the buzzing actually unlock the door, or is it just a signal that says the door is unlocked? What kind of wiring does it take to make this work for me and all my neighbors? Could it be a complex pulley system lining the inside of our walls, or satellite technology? Or perhaps something even more sinister is at play. I'm Leslie H. Price, and this is an OPR Investigative Unit investigation. Why are you bothering me with this? It's 2 a.m. What you're hearing is me reading to you a transcription of a phone call with my landlord, Arthur, after I confronted him about his knowledge of how our building intercom system works. I would play the audio of the call for you, but I forgot to record it. Look, Leslie, I'm sorry I yelled. I understand you might be lonely. All this seclusion can be very hard on a person. If you need someone to talk to, you can call me anytime. Just please, not in the middle of the night. I have children. Arthur never struck me as a man with something to hide, but as his anger grew, it became very clear he did not want me to find out anything about what lies inside these walls. If I was ever going to find the truth, I would have to find it alone. Which sucks, because if I had 2 people, I could just press the button upstairs and the other person could stand downstairs and just tell me what the hell's going on. But as a founding member of the Public Radio Investigators Coalition, I knew anything worth doing was worth doing by myself. I mean, how hard could it be? I'll just press the button, run downstairs, and see if the door's still open when I get down there. I can do this, goddammit. Okay, here we go. It locked! Oh, man. Oh. Okay, how about this? I'll just tape down the buzzer and see if I can follow the wiring down. Yeah, taping. Okay, yeah. Oh, I think I can hear it. It's like a hydraulic system, but with magnets. Oh, fuck, I lost the signal. God, if I can just get someone to stand at the halfway point, I'll really crack this thing. Oh, sir! Sir, excuse me, sir. I need your help.
Jesus, close your bathroom, man. Oh, shit! Don't cough on me! Are you sick?
I'm coughing because I'm winded, not because I'm sick.
You look terrible. Have you seen a doctor?
No, I'm fine. Just forget I even said anything.
Hey! Everybody, there's a guy in there with coronavirus and he's touching all the buzzers. We gotta call someone.
Coming up next on The Topical, we... Oh, damn it. I missed the top step again. Oh, just play the ad. Oh.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
And now for some breaking news that's unfolding right here in New York City. It's being reported that several armed gunmen entered the Hamamoto building earlier today, seizing the 86-story high-rise and taking over 100 people inside hostage. I'm joined by OPR correspondent Tricia Devereaux. Hello, Tricia.
Hello, Leslie. You're looking incredibly handsome today.
Please, Tricia, our hot, passionate affair was a mistake. I love my wife.
I'm sorry. You're right.
It's okay, I understand. As much as our strong and supple bodies desire each other's embrace, it is forbidden. Now, Tricia, what can you tell us about this incident?
The men identified themselves as a radical German terrorist group, seeking the freedom of their associate, Dr. Otto Blankenbeckler, who was arrested in 2015 for attempting to blow up the Golden Gate Bridge. Here's some audio from the scene as the terrorist shot a semi-automatic rifle out a window to help keep police from approaching the building.
Fall back! Fall back!
You had your chance to comply with our demands and have failed. I'm afraid that I will have to impose a severe penalty.
He's got a hostage, Chief.
Oh!
Let's not do anything crazy, son. Let the hostage go!
Ow, fuck!
You have 3 more hours to comply or another hostage goes bye-bye.
That sound you just heard was the hostage being thrown out of a 20th floor window and his body hitting the ground below.
Dear God.
Oh, Leslie, hold me. I'm so frightened. Who is this monster?
Why, I'd recognize that voice anywhere. Hans Kaiser. We were in special ops together in Afghanistan. We were like brothers. Then we discovered he was a German spy who had infiltrated our ranks. He's cunning, malicious, and clinically insane, but he's no terrorist. He's no doubt after the $800 million in bearer bonds stored in Hamamoto's vault.
Bring, 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 bring.
Hello?
Well, 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 you finally figured it out, old friend. I knew that bugging the studio of the world's number one daily news podcast would come in handy one day.
Hans Kaiser, to what do I owe the pleasure?
We have unfinished business. What do you say to an exclusive all-access in-person interview, Leslie?
I say you're on.
Excellent. Sandy and I look forward to your attendance.
Leslie! Leslie, help!
Sandy, if you lay one hand on my wife, Kaiser, it'll be the last thing you do.
See you soon, Mr. Price.
Click.
Oh, Leslie, don't go. Stay here with me.
I have to, Trish. He's got Sandy.
You're right. At least let me say goodbye.
Oh, Leslie.
Oh, Leslie.
Wait a minute. Hang on. What is that noise? Where is that coming from? Okay, it stopped. Where were we? Oh. Right. Oh, yeah. God damn it! Okay, I can't concentrate. Where is this noise? It's like a... It's like a scratching sound. What the hell is that? Okay, it's like it's coming from inside the walls, but it's not. Oh, it's done. Okay, well, thank you to OPR's Tricia Devereaux and to our audience for listening to this breaking story that you won't find anywhere else. Join me tomorrow when I sit down with known terrorist murderer and former colleague Hans Kaiser atop the Hamamoto building as he dangles my beautiful but estranged wife, who is still madly in love with me, 1,000 feet over the streets below.
Down! What is that noise?